Please pray with me. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in us the fire of your love. Amen. Please be seated. Okay. Well, Psalm 23, it's so well known and so loved. For most of us, it's probably the only psalm that we either have memorized or are close to having memorized. And for many people, Psalm 23 is associated with challenging times, with sickness and death. You know, its words are familiar, and they do soothe and comfort us during those challenging times. We say it at almost every memorial service. It's even found on sympathy cards. Yet Psalm 23 offers comfort and reassurance for every day, not just the sad ones. Here's a rewrite with the familiar words moved around a little bit. And the words describe the Good Shepherd. The Lord is my constant companion, and I have everything I need. You walk beside me and restore my spirit. You guide me in paths of saving justice that benefits your name. Even if I were to walk in a ravine as dark as death, or when life brings up trouble and I feel threatened, I'm not afraid because you, God, are at my side. You reassure me that all is well, and you treat me with kindness and care. Your love chases me. Your love chases after me every day, and I can find home in your presence for the rest of my life. So much more than for just the sad days. Now, resting in a lush green meadow by quiet, refreshing pools of water that soothe our troubled souls, that restores our strength and offers safety, and takes away all our worries for now and for always. Oh, that sounds good. On good days and bad, sunny days and darker moments, when everything seems to be okay and when nothing is right. In every one of those moments, we need the presence of a good shepherd. And Psalm 23 assures us that when we are in God's presence, we will never be lacking the essentials. Despite how we may feel, we will never be alone, we will never be abandoned, and we are never outside of God's love. God leads us from shadow to light and from death into life. Sounds so good. But life isn't all green pastures and cool, still waters, is it? The reality is that in the course of all of our lives, there will be difficult and dangerous times. We've all experienced hardship. Psalm 23 confirms this reality and promises that even in that reality, there is refreshment and renewal from God. And life is always better when there is someone to guide and protect us. All the promises of Psalm 23 are available for today, not just for later after death. It says, all my days in the original language. God actively seeks to restore and refresh us all the days of our life. Yet sometimes life doesn't seem to be anything like this. So we have to remember, God's promise is to be with us during the good and the bad times. Now, God does not promise to prevent or remove all the challenges and the troubles of this life. In fact, when we read the psalm a little bit closer, you'll notice that the path from the green pastures leads through the darkest valley, not around it, and then to the house of God. Well, we know this. Even for Jesus, the path led to the cross and then to his resurrection. Now, this morning's gospel uses the Old Testament vision of the Good Shepherd as a title for Jesus. And we hear Jesus say that his sheep are ultimately safe. Jesus knows us and gives us eternal life, and we never perish. And I like this, and no one can snatch us out of his hands. The Good Shepherd, God our Creator, Jesus our Redeemer, and the Holy Spirit who sustains us every day, provide the perfect protection. And like a shepherd, they are committed to provide the security and safety for their flock. I mean, this is the essence of who God is, the being that provides tender care and strong guidance always. And when we choose to be in this flock, and let me remind us all, it is a daily choice, we live within the security of God's care and protection, and we'll be safe and refreshed and restored. When we remember, it's a choice. We have to keep turning back, especially when the days are too hard and we don't know how we're going to move forward. And even if we wander, God's promise is to protect us, provide for us, and lead us the way. And again, unfortunately, I'm so sorry. This is not a guarantee for a worry-free or troubled-free life. But the peace of God offers God's presence, even in our most fearful and anxious moments. And when there's trouble or danger, illness or death seems to be all around us. God will make a way when there seems to be no way to move forward, let alone move through those difficult times. And when we think there is nothing we can do to change a situation for the better, God can and will provide comfort when we turn to God. God's promise is to be present with us and to offer comfort to us always, in good and bad, light and dark, in this life and in the next. I mean, this is what resurrection is all about, bringing life back to the places of death, life and hope after darkness and sorrow. God's been offering this forever, and it's ours for the taking when we choose to be one of the flock. Now, Jesus' resurrection, it defied death and all the dark powers that bring both symbolic death and literal death in our lives. Peter, with the power of Jesus' name, brings Tabitha back to life. And that reminds us that with Jesus, death isn't the final end. Now, sure, Tabitha and Lazarus and everybody else and all of us except for Jesus do die, and we aren't brought back to physical death. But somehow, the core of who we are continues. When we choose to hear Jesus' voice and follow him, we become Jesus' representatives here and now. And we're tasked from moving beyond being the recipient only of God's care and compassion, from being someone who receives the grace, to being a shepherd for others, all of us. When we fully embrace this role, our lives will reflect God's love. And this requires that we have to do something. We all have to make sure that there is enough compassion and safety and food and housing and all the basic social justices and opportunities for everyone, just as Jesus wants it. We are invited and we are asked to actively create a joy-filled, God-filled life for ourselves and for others, so that everyone can feel God's protection and God's peace. Now, God does provide what we need. And I have a conversation with God about this often, because what I think I need and what I want doesn't seem to line up with what God thinks. Yet, the promise is God gives us all we need, and that God is with us when life is great and when life is too difficult to manage alone. We can trust in God's protection and presence, and we can work on letting go of our fears and our anxieties, because God provides, God protects, God reassures us that all can be well when we're walking along beside God. The promise is that we will be in God's presence, living in a safe, welcoming, restorative house of God all our days. When we choose to be God's followers, when we join in to Jesus' flock. Amen.